This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hit ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
A man had his testicles chopped off by his girlfriend in a fit of jealous rage, according to court documents. Zana Nurhanova allegedly used a scalpel to remove her boyfriend's genitals after he confessed to his sister that he was attracted to another woman. When she looked on his phone, she is said to have found pictures of other women. It is claimed that she lulled him into a sex game before sedating him and chopping off both of his testicles. A court paper said she offered to play a sex game and tied his legs and arms with four scarves.
It's called hide testicle in trash can.
Then she took out two pills, allegedly barbiturates, and forced them into the man's mouth. At about 2 a.m., she pulled his underwear off and started accusing him of being in close contact with another woman. She then beat his head, face, and chest with an aluminum stick. Then she took three ampoules of a syringe and injected it all around the man's groin. Next, she took a scalpel and started to make incisions, cutting the left testicle and tying the spermatic cord with a thread. She cut off his right testicle and stitched the cut, but a thread slid off and the man started bleeding profusely. He was then taken to a hospital in Kazakhstan where she was detained. If found guilty, she could be jailed for 10 years in prison. However, an expert said the victim could still have sex in the future. He suffered stab wounds to the scrotum, amputation of both testicles. If his penis is still in place, he won't have children, but he will be able to have sex, according to a doctor.
Then he's A-OK.
His body will inevitably go through hormonal changes like declining libido, obesity, and chronic fatigue. He will live and might stay a man by using hormone-replacing therapy to replace his lack of testosterone.
Damn.
Our question, when did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA.
All right, with regards to the question, some comments that came in. I really didn't need to see my dad with his junk in his hand. The door was open. I didn't know what he was doing until he yelled at me to leave. After my mom died, we were cleaning out a room. We found her sex toy collection. Mm-mm. I walked into my roommate watching bestiality porn in the living room. He jumped up and said, "It's not what it looks like," while trying to turn it off. No, dude, that's exactly
what it is. What it is.
I saw my mom bent over getting railed by the guy she'd met the day before. I ended up getting the Topps rookie set of baseball cards and a pair of Bo Jackson shoes for it.
Oh, those were great shoes.
Uh-huh. I saw a bum's 10-inch hog while he peed on a fence.
I saw a bum's 10-inch hog.
That is, I'm reading, that is word for word.
Bum's.
And then this one, and I don't know if he means, now, a lot of people, you'll say, man, this is my boy Miles. And I don't know if he means his buddy or if he means his child. What he did not need to see was his boy hunched over Ron Jeremy style performing karaoke on himself.
On himself?
Huh? On himself, yep.
Was it the same guy who he saw the 10-inch hog?
No, I mean, that's just like, damn, man.
Man.
Yeah, you know, like, okay.
Because how do you talk to him about that?
Look.
No, look. You can talk to your kids about masturbation. Like, look, it's a natural urge. Everyone goes through it. But with that, like, hey, man, look, I don't know what to tell you.
You see somebody who is homeless, and you realize they're going through a tough time in life, and there could be a number of different reasons why they've gotten to this place. It could be situational. It could be job-related. It could be medical-related. It could be addictive. It could be all kinds of things. But when you see a guy who's going and is down on his luck, but he has a 10-inch penis, even though his life is crap.
Well, it doesn't matter then, because you're still not getting laid.
You're still not getting laid, but the good news is that when all is said and done, hopefully he picks himself back up out of this, he still has a 10-inch penis.
If he gets himself out of it.
Right, exactly.
Because it's a waste right now.
I'll take a house with
a
tiny penis every day of the week.
But don't get me wrong.
You want a house and a tiny penis, you want a big penis to live outdoors. Your choice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, what would you rather? What would you rather be stuck with?
I'll take the house.
When did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA.
Hello.
I'm pictured some of the homeless people I know and just being like, "Hey, it's all right though. I got a giant hog."
Hey, look, man. I'll tell you right
life's
now.
Life's good.
When I was out there, there were definitely some brothers that I was assuming just packing heat. None of them seemed that happy about it at that moment.
That's right. What I'm saying. You know what I mean?
it didn't overcome.
There were a few cats I talked to, like, yeah, the boys are like this deep. Like, he's doing all right in every capacity except his life.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Rock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boy.
Hola.
I love your show. Okay,
well,
I have two for you. My top five, okay, but I'm going to give you two. Solid to Compton, okay? The taken my daughter to Mother's Day brunch at a restaurant. Can I say the name of the restaurant?
Doesn't matter to us.
Yeah, we don't care.
Okay, shenanigans, okay?
Shenanigans. What did you think was going to happen?
I mean, right, you're headed to a place called Shenanigans.
Jesus Christ, it's right there in the name.
There is actually a place called Shenanigans in Compton.
Compton, yeah.
Oh, to Compton.
Compton, all right. I was like, thinking Compton does brunch?
Right, you say shenanigans. I'm just picturing a bunch of white dudes, like,
Okay, yeah. So you go to shenanigans.
So, Mother's Day brunch, my daughter has to use the restroom, right? So, we're standing there, and there's a line out the door. There's a line for people waiting again to be seated. The door's open in the restroom, and my daughter's like, I gotta go. I said, okay. So we're standing there, and, you know, after a while, you get impatient. You start looking in the cracks of the doors to see what's going on. Well, there's a middle-aged woman with her stuff right up to the crack of the door taking care of business and showing everybody at the restaurant. So after that, my daughter's like, well, you know.
Could you cancel the muffin and just bring me just wheat toast?
I'm going to move for biscuits now.
Oh, it was horrible.
Happy Mother's Day.
I get
exactly. Mother's Day brunch. She wanted.
Yes, she did. What was the second one?
So, again, same area, Tacoma, taking my daughter up from school. She's traumatized by this point. Going by McDonald's, by the police station. That's where all the good stuff happens. And I feel my daughter leaning over my seat, and I see her camera and her phone come out. And she's like, look. And there's a lady in front of McDonald's, pants down to her ankles, spreading her cheeks, bent over, pulling stuff out of her rear.
Oh, no way.
Like a Happy Meal?
Like a clown scarf? What did she have in there?
20-piece nuggets?
Exactly. A magician. Like, get. Then this guy comes up, this other homeless guy comes up, and he's like, hey, you know, pull your pants up. You know, point to everybody. So, needless to say.
Did you go get nuggets?
Yeah, we skip McDonald's now.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
What is it about McDonald's, man? Like, it doesn't matter what city you go to. Inevitably, if you need to score drugs, I don't know which McDonald's it will be. I know the one here for sure. I mean, it's always like an open air drug market, at least one. My buddy worked at one in Baltimore where
Lexington Market.
All of them were rough, but this one was the one where you went to specifically to buy drugs and not inside. It's not like you walked inside. You just got to the outside of the building and there's 20 guys there, and depending what it is you needed, you know, they hooked you up.
I think it's because back in the day when you walked into McDonald's and then you had money in your pocket.
Yeah, but you're a McDonald's. When did you notice that? Ruth Chris?
It's the complete opposite.
I think
McDonald's is just affordable for everybody. So that's why people are just going to be more apt to hang out there.
I mean, you're not buying your best drugs there, but
you're buying what you can.
No, but I'm just saying, even if you're not, like, not a drug thing, but if, like, you're homeless or whatever, you got a dollar or two, like,
you go to McDonald's
to make it work.
Hell yeah.
When did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Okay, so I'll try and be as descriptive as possible. So I was a garbage man for the city of Tacoma, and it was in the middle of summer, and we had a rear-loading garbage truck, so we have to wheel the bin up to the back and hook it up to a little flipper, and it toss a can in and so forth. Well, so there was a bag in the bottom of the can that was, like, suctioned in there, and so I had to, like, wrap on it a few times to get it to dislodge, and behind the bag out flops what I thought was a cat or maybe like a rabbit. I couldn't really decipher what it was. And the hopper compactor was coming down and it pinched the animal right in the center and split it in half and dragged its guts. It was like all the way up the back of the hopper. And
were you just like, oh, Jesus Christ?
It was pretty hellacious.
So, was the animal, to the best of your knowledge, dead before it was split in half?
Oh, yeah. It was dead of summer. As soon as you opened the can's like 120 degrees inside, and it was all dead.
I can't believe it wasn't covered in maggots, man, too.
I didn't notice any maggots. at the time.
Maggots are the ones that freak me out.
Damn, man. Yeah, that's the unexpected cutting of an animal in half.
Ugh.
Maggots make everything worse.
They do.
You know,
they
there's
do.
A dead
I'm fine
body.
With a fly. There's a fly in the house. I'm like, all right, it's a fly. I don't care. I know it was a maggot at one point.
Yeah, but flies look much better than maggots.
In that state,
like, frogs look
me.
Better than tadpole. I don't know what it is, but you can find like a deer carcass and you go, oh, man, there's a dead deer. And then once you notice the maggots in it, it's somehow that same dead deer carcass has gotten 50 times grosser than it was before. By the way, update from Red Robin. It says, gentlemen, Red Robin has a tower of donuts served with hot fudge and a berry dipping sauce. Just as fun as the onion rings and delicious as well.
You ever heard of this?
I did not know this.
I did not know this
tower?
Hey, man, you know, oddly enough, we bring up putting onion rings on our penis, and now we're learning all new things about their menu.
I did not know that.
I'm going to put a ring and a donut on it.
Yeah, I know. Now you can.
What if you get a combination? You know, get a ring, get a donut. Get a ring, get a donut. When did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, fellas?
Hola.
Hey, Ted, I just want to say you're awesome.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I work at a photo lab in the Walmart, and there's little kiosks that they download pictures off their phone, and then they have to select the pictures off their phone, and then they can edit it further after that. But this old lady was, she's like, oh, I need some help. Can you help me set it up? I was like, oh, yeah, of course. And I was like, okay, so it's going to download all the pictures off your phone, and then you're going to select the ones you want. She's like, are you effing kidding me? And I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, well, you're going to see some D-pics. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. And then so she's like scrolling through her photos, and it's just like her grandkids and, you know, having a nice day at the park. And then she's like, oh, yeah, there it is. And there it was. Nice.
How old was her? How old was she?
She's probably about 60.
But wait, you said she wanted this picture printed.
Well, she was trying to get pictures printed of her grandchildren.
You should have recommended that you get one of these penis pictures printed up. You know what I mean? A nice 8x10.
Like, listen, I can give it to you at half price.
Right.
That is.
Yeah. Frame that up.
Yeah. That's what's
right next to your grandkids.
That'd be a really nice gift to give someone. Here you go. A picture of my boyfriend's penis. When did you not need to see that? We've got your emails coming up for the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes coming up. Send us those bad jokes to the email at the men's room at mensroomlive.com. We'll do the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. Speaking of emails, we have time for a few emails here from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
All right, when did you not need to see that? My brother has a girlfriend, guys, that is not pleasant to look at. One day, she shows up with a bag of 2 quarter pounders and fries and, of course, a Diet Coke. Watching her eat this is almost a crime. After she eats the Diet Right meal, she raised her shirt and said, you can't beat that value. When she had her shirt up, her stomach was below her lady parts. But as I watched her do this, her gut looked like the U.S. highway map. Blue and red veins all over and stretch marks. I can't look at a map without thinking about this. Damn shame I'm not in the military anymore. I'd claim PTSD. Can't believe my bro bumps uglies with her.
And that's like that crazy of a meal.
No, it didn't really.
All right. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I mean,
so I read that email. I was like, I don't know, a couple quarter pounders, fries.
I think he just finds her that unattractive.
Yeah.
So no matter what she eats, he's like, that is disgusting. Yeah.
My name is Tammy, and when I was 16, we were camping with a family. We were all sitting around the campfire when I look across at me and see my Italian grandpa's bright, shiny, glistening like a candlelight nuts. Oh, my God, I wanted to die. I just politely got up and walked away, but I really had wished that my grandpa had worn underwear. Guys, I'm a delivery driver. Anyway, I roll up in an alley about 6 months ago to witness a homeless guy receiving karaoke from a homeless woman while he was smoking crack. Fast forward to a few weeks ago.
That's a good day.
Same thing. Draw my liftgate. Turn around. I'm like, God damn, not again. Different alley, different people. Back around 79, 80, when I was in junior high, we had a neighbor family living down the street. The dad had died young, leaving mom and 2 teenage kids. They were dirt poor and survived on welfare and food stamps. One day, some woman living in an apartment complex up the street ended up committing suicide. She had shot herself in the head while sitting in her recliner. The bad part was nobody noticed until a couple weeks later when the people next door started to smell her. Needless to say, after 2 weeks, the recliner and everything else in the apartment had to go. A couple days later, I was at their house, the kids' house, and they couldn't wait to show me the recliner that they had swiped from a dumpster in the apartment complex.
Oh, no.
They're going to have it reupholstered. Grossest thing I'd ever seen. Their mom about had a heart attack when she saw it in the garage. I don't remember how they got rid of it, but the smell stuck in the garage for a couple months after that.
Oh, man.
Ola Guy's Liquor and Whores. Used to work as a security guard, so I've seen plenty that I did not want to. Probably enough for a lifetime, but I'll give you guys the top three things that I experienced that I hope no one will ever have to see. The first was when they brought in a man who had a stroke. During the stroke, he struck one of the paramedics talking to him in the hospital, making him, at that point, a security risk. I had to be there to hold him and hold his thighs as he got a catheter. To say that this man was not well and down was an understatement, because of which it made the catheterization process very lengthy. I spent 30 minutes face-to-face with that guy's dong. The second was after a drunk man punched through a plate glass window and cut his forearm down to the bone. I had to hold his arm steadily while they stitched it back together. It was so deep that I could see his tendons moving when he wiggled his fingers.
Jesus.
Final and worst one by far was this guy who came in drunk and high on everything under the sun. If I recall right, he was on oxys, mushrooms, crack, heroin, and a pinch of meth. I spent my entire 8-hour shift sitting in a room with this guy as he sprayed diarrhea and vomit. He had a blanket over his lower half, and it looked like someone turned a dirty hose on under it. It was pudding on the floor, and he was missing the bucket with each puke. Near the end of the shift, a resident doctor came in to take his vitals, and I was near the curtain. He had nothing left inside of him, I'm sure to get rid of. Well, I was wrong. He saved the best for last. When she reached over him to check his blood pressure cuff, he unleashed a torrent of vomit straight into the air and coated the poor resident. It was everything I could do not to laugh my ass off after spending the entire day dealing with this crap. Rock on, guys. That from Kane. Camping, handful of friends, all in our mid-20s, drinking heavily around a campfire. Neighboring camper comes over, starts hanging out. We all start talking and telling jokes and stories. At one point, he stopped and pulled out his wallet. From inside the wallet, he pulled out a very worn piece of paper he had folded up in there. He starts telling us about he was one of the only people to have seen the predator's girlfriend. He then holds up the paper he's been unfolding. Imagine the predator's face with a mask where the thing is screaming with all the fangs open up, but it's a woman's vagina.
Oh, jeez.
I can't unsee that.
What? Why did he have that?
Where did you get that mask, man?
Was it?
I don't know. Unfolding a picture just seems brutal.
In Porto, Portugal, vacation, friends, 2009, midday, lots of people walking around a busy area. We came around the corner, boom, this dude, pants down to his ankles, fully erect, just going to town on himself while watching the crowd. We watched the show for a minute, laughing our asses off. That did give us something to tell our friends about back at the hotel. Did not stick around, though, guys, to see the finish. When I was 15, went on a mission trip to San Diego, where we were feeding the homeless on a hot day. There was a hose running, and quite a large woman in a wheelchair rolled herself over to the hose, picked it up, and proceeded to put the hose down her sweatpants, where more and more of the hose kept disappearing into. That from Nutmeg.
That's not okay. That is not okay.
Yeah. Man.
Well, let's see.
You ever seen somebody you didn't catch them masturbating, but you're pretty sure they were?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, I showed up, I surprised my dad once and showed up at his house, and he has air conditioning. He opened the door, and I was just like, why are you sweaty?
Why is it so warm in here, man?
Yeah, and he's just like dripping sweat, and it's like, oh, God, I know you don't work out.
And he's not happy to see you either.
No. Oh, boy, any comments?
A few. Says a coworker had a client accidentally send a picture of her naughty bits and made the next client meeting very awkward, and he knew it was her because she had very distinctive fingernails. I watched my aunt run over a chicken, and it popped, and it gets all that stuff all over the place. The best part was they fed it to the pigs, and they ate that thing up. This other guy, I'm in Osaka, Japan. Now, this is not a Skid Row area, but a rather popular shopping district. I saw a homeless man washing his hands with a stream of his own urine. And the really sad part is it probably made him cleaner.
Okay. Do we have time for a few extra emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com?
You've got
Old Macholas, my son Nicholas, is on his second trip around the sun. We listen to you guys every day. Can he get a little kid fish sandwich and some turtle wax, which he imitates every time he hears it? Thanks, guys, from Ian.
Fish sandwich!
Please clap.
Men's room, hoping to get a shout out from my buddy Darren. We may share the same inseam, but we definitely have different tastes in car brands. How about a suck it up cupcake and some dirty Germans? Thanks, y'all, and cheers. That from John.
So, suck it up,
cupcake?
Yeah, for your birthday, I would teach you the 138th position. It is the 69 twice.
Yeah, and you have the both the same inseam, huh? Well, you better add 4 more inches.
Guys, it's my work partner's 20-something birthday. His name is Adam. Can he get a shout-out, guys? How about a, your penis is too small? Thanks, Picholas. Mom Cindy Stewart is turning really old today. Can she get a shout out with maybe a little turtle wax and an owl hitting the window? Thanks, guys, from Nathan.
Drop the beat.
Guys, Buddy Zach has gone 22 years without dying today. Wondering if you could give me your penis is too small and some dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. That from Paul.
Yeah, I don't want to give away any hints about your birthday surprise, but your butts will look like a smashed console.
Yeah, maybe you can come over here and we can be together for 6 more weeks if you play with my groundhog.
Oh, Bacholas, what do we have here? Let's see. All right. Today is my homegirl Lorraine's 24th birthday. She doesn't get to party tonight since she's pregnant. But let's see. How about Miles yelling panties and something from the Dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from Amanda.
It sounded bad, dude.
Panties!
Yeah, for your birthday, we'll be shooting silly string, but there won't be silly string.
Yeah, and don't forget to eat your vegetables. You bring the corn, I'll provide the cream. Man, I gotta be honest with you, that fart just sounded bad.
It is bad.
It is bad.
It's awful.
He farted in the elevator earlier. Bitches, I'd like to give a birthday shout out to myself, Jake Nelson. 24 Groundhog's Days with another 6 weeks till winter. How about an original fish sandwich and a big old Leroy Jenkins? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Ooh, bitches, want to wish my roommate a happy 26th birthday. His name is Ian. We're taking him to a rum bar tonight to celebrate. How about I get the 2 lovable dirty Germans to wish him a happy birthday? Thanks, guys. That from Al the biologist.
Yeah, for your birthday, people will think you're screaming your own name when they hear you saying, "Is it Ian?"
Yeah, and of course the answer is yes. Why, it's a rum bar, so I'm sure you're doing well.
It's my mom's 30 today. I was wondering if you guys could give her a big old bong rip and some dirty, dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. And rock on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for your birthday, I want to visit your Canadian wilderness and see your moose knuckles.
Yeah, happy Dirty 30. From the sounds of the last sound effect, you like pulling tubes.
Guys, to the point here, 39 trips around the sun, bitches, and I did not burn up. Hey, can I get maybe some Robin talking dirty in German for me? Might as well go out in style. Thanks, guys. That from Mark.
Yeah, du kannst ruhig meinen Schokoladen fressen. You don't want to know.
Okay. But y'all want to wish my sexy husband, Dave, pronounced Sourpuss, a very happy birthday today on his 47th one. Gonna get some dirty, dirty Germans. And you guys talking all over yourselves. Love the show, guys. That from Cajun Tots.
Yeah, why does he call himself Sourpuss? Are you what you eat?
Yeah, Sourpuss, I'll meet you at Sour Patch.
All right, so, Dave, it's your birthday tonight.
I'll tell you right now, man.
If you truly are
call the guy Chili.
What I would do is take your tongue.
Grab your tongue.
Yeah, yeah, sour post. A little bit of a loop.
Good chance.
And then take it down there.
That's all right, man.
Start singing Blue Moon.
Finger of shrimp. Stop of the second knuckle.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Oh, we got a couple more here. Ola bitches and Wobbin, I work at a Safeway meat warehouse. For the most part, we are all in good shape. So I asked, would you fight a 6-year-old the size of Andre the Giant or an MMA fighter the size of Peter Dinklage? 16 of us said Baby Giant, except the Samoan, who is 350. He wants to fight Peter Dinklage. Thanks for the laugh, gentlemen. It makes my day. I'm not the only 35-year-old kid. Robin, keep that laugh up. We love it. Have a great day. That from Justin, the meat driver. Here's a nice one. Bitches, big fan of the show. Just started listening back in October and was happy when I found you guys had the podcast there. I've been listening to all of your shows for the previous months thanks to the Men's Room app. I'm a trucker, and your show makes a long drive shorter. P.S. from your December 1st show, a man with no arms and no legs that can't walk would be called Scooter. from Edward. Oh, here's one that's pretty interesting. It says, guys, we are coming to Red Festival. Do you have any idea what time the different bands will come on? Thanks. That from Lynn.
Do you think that we just got Lynn's email like 5 or 6 months late, or that we're getting Lynn's email 5 or 6 months early?
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, to be honest with you, there will be a Red Festival. We don't know when. We don't have, look, we have no details for you. It's just something we know will happen in the future because it's what we do.
That's it.
You'll be the first to know.
I've seen the set list and the set time.
Oh, you do? You have all the bands laid out?
Yeah,
on there.
Yeah.
All
right. I'll let you guys know later.
Okay, cool.
She can just email me directly.
Bitches, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Buck is a fig plucker. Buck plucks figs. Buck's the best fig plucker that ever plucked a fig. Sam is a sheet slitter. Sam slits sheets. Sam's the best sheet slitter that ever slit a sheet.
Three times fast.
Buck is a fig plucker. Buck plucks pigs. Buck's figs. Buck's the best fig plucker that ever plucked a fig. Sham's a sheet.
Boy, see if we can get one in the wick.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Writing riddles and rhymes for Ted versus the FCC. We were probably up till like 3-4 in the morning on a Coke bender last night. It was unbelievable.
And the weird thing is, man, I don't know if I've lost my touch with bath salts, but they just, they don't keep me awake as much as they used to.
My head is just burning like a sinus headache. Anyway, we came in today, and believe it or not, a listener known as Elvis, the one and only Elvis,
I wrote your rhyme,
decided to send his version.
Hi, Ted. I heard you want to
Ted versus the FCC.
I don't tell you right now, I'll sweat it all night writing this one out for you.
So
I want you to enjoy it. Hey.
So this is this week's Ted versus the FCC.
I don't see you taking out.
And it's thanks to our buddy Elvis, and it goes something
like
that.
Just work your way through it, man. Just work your way through it. You'll be all right, Ted.
The country believes in you.
Here we go. Chucking fun balls is fun. Ducking fun balls is fun, too. Be sure to duck flung fun balls while chucking fast fun balls. Chucking fun balls fast is more fun than ducking fastly chucked fun balls. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, you got to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Sorry about that, folks.
Put it together, man.
Think about a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
And scene. Chucking fun balls is fun. Ducking fun balls is fun. Be sure to duck flung fun balls while clucking fast fun balls. Clucking fun balls fast is more fun than ducking fastly chucked fun balls.
Three times fast. Three times fast.
Chucking fun balls is fun. Ducking fun balls is fun. Be sure to duck flung fun balls while chucking fast fun balls. Clucking fun balls fast is more fun than ducking fastly chucked fun balls.
Fun!
Chucking fun balls is fun. Ducking fun balls is fun. Be sure to duck flung fun balls while chucking fast fun balls. Clucking fun balls is fast is more fun than ducking fastly chucked fun balls.
Two!
Come on.
Clucking fun balls is fun! Ducking fun balls is fun! Be sure to duck flung fun balls while clucking fast fun balls. Clucking fun balls fast is more fun than ducking fastly chucked fun balls!
Everybody,
we're gonna stay there.
Bad jokes coming up, bitches. Get those bad jokes to us now, 844-999-OLA. Email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Drunk and Charge is in the house. We will kick off bad jokes coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes, 844-999-OLA. And away we go with the bad jokes.
Hello, Leah. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so my brother just got married to Miss Wright. He didn't realize her first name was Always.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
What's the definition of a perfect pitch?
What is the definition of a perfect pitch?
When you throw a banjo into a dumpster and you don't hit any of the sides.
What do you call a cow with three legs?
What do you call a cow with three legs?
Tri-tip.
Hello, Melissa. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
What do you call... What
do
the fish say to the other fish in the tank?
What do the fish say to the other fish in the tank?
I drive?
I'll drive.
Oh, they're in the tank.
They're in a tank, see?
They're in a tank. Yeah. All right, what do the green grapes say to the purple grape?
The green grapes say to the purple grape,
breathe, idiot, breathe!
What's the worst thing you can do to a blind man?
Worst thing you can do to a blind man?
Other than be Mike and trip him on the bus.
Oh. Oh.
Come on.
Leave the plunger in the toilet. Hello, Elijah. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so why do people appreciate cremations over burials?
Why do people appreciate cremations over burials?
Because you usually have to earn them.
Well played, sir. Well played, sir.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road?
It was stuck in a crack.
There you go, Bad Jokes, Mom, and have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Brian Doro from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Although his story takes place in El Reno, Oklahoma. And look, I don't know if this guy is like the best boyfriend on earth, or basically, if he's completely undateable, I'll let you decide. Now, on Tuesday afternoon, a courthouse in El Reno, Oklahoma, they received a bomb threat, and the entire place was evacuated. The bomb squad came in, and it took about 2 hours for them to sweep the entire place and figure out, good news, there wasn't actually a bomb there. Well, they eventually traced the threats back to our hero, Brian, and when they arrested him the next day, he came clean, and he admitted why he did it. You see, his girlfriend had a child custody hearing at the courthouse that afternoon, but she couldn't afford a lawyer, so he tried to buy her more time with the bomb threat. Well, it turns out he was arrested on one count of making a threat by explosive means, and now he himself needs the money to come up with a lawyer.
Good.
Is that the plan?
No.
That's the plan.
You don't make a bomb
threat
what
you come up
and
with.
Call it in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
Have a little bit of respect.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Well,
think about that. Every one of those threats will be taken seriously.
Yeah, as well they should.
No matter what. No matter what.
Yeah.
But even outside Oklahoma City.
I was going to say, man.
How messed up is his girlfriend that she can't get custody of her own child? That should tell you everything that you need to know.
What is she doing?
Right.
That it looks like she might lose custody of the kid, especially if you're the woman. Because, the guys are the ones that have the burden of proof, right?
Yeah. Totally.
I'm guessing she's on a whole lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We pour this booze and we drink this booze because
we think it's yummy.
Yummy! So over the tongue and down the throat to party in Tommy's.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get to color 9 on the line right now. 844-999-OLA. Profile this is coming up in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.